Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we read the chapter that it is undesirable, it is not correct to go into a place where there is an epidemic, where there is a widespread disease. And if a person finds himself in such a place, he should not leave such a place. And then we read the instance which we came halfway to, where Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was going to Syria, and they informed him, the generals of the army there informed him that there is a widespread plague, disease, epidemic there. So he made mashura with the various groups of the Ansar, the Muhajireen, etc. And then finally he made his decision. And then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, فَنَادَ عُمَرُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ فِي النَّاسِ. Then he called out and he made his announcement. After listening to all the mashura, he made his decision and then he made the announcement. Inni musbihun ala dhahrin fa asbihu alayhi. That I am returning back now and all should also return with me. We won't go into this place where there is this plague, this epidemic in Syria, but we will be returning to Madinatul Munawwara. فقال أبو عبيدة بن الجراح رضي الله تعالى عنه أفرار من قدر الله. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the chief commander of the army at that time of the Mujahideen. He told Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, are you running away from that which Allah has destined? What Allah has put in your taqdeer, only that can happen. So in other words, his opinion was we should carry on and we should go to Syria in spite of the plague and the epidemic, and only what Allah has decreed for us, that will happen. Nothing else can happen besides that what is in taqdeer. فَقَالَ also we see that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, everyone knows how stern and strict he was. But yet, to speak the truth, everyone had the right. Nobody was deprived of speaking the truth. And the Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah was under Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He objected to his decision. فقال عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه حضرت عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه told him لو غيرك قالها يا أبا عبيدة, that oh, if only somebody else would rather have said these words, such words, you should not have said it, oh Abu عبيدة, somebody else should have said it. وكان عمر يكره خلافه, and Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu did not like to go against the view of Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. Therefore he said that I would have preferred that somebody else would have said this, not you. You should have understood the matter. And when I made a mashura with all the senior people and I came to a decision, then it was not proper for you to have a view contrary to that, especially you who are a person who is of such deep understanding. Na'am. نَفِرُّ مِنْ قَدَرِ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰ قَدَرِ اللَّهِ. Yes, we are running away from the taqdeer of Allah to the taqdeer of Allah Ta'ala. That is, if our mort is written, like in one place Allah says, وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Even if you are in tall and strong towers, mort will reach you. We are not running away from death. If death is to come anywhere, we are ready for it. We are not running away from death. Then Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu gave him an example. أَرَيْتَ لَوْ كَانَ لَكَ إِبِلٌ. If you have camels, فَهَبَتَتْ وَادِيًا لَهُ عُدْوَتَانَ. And then you descend in a valley, and there are two sections of that valley. إِحْدَاهُمَا خَصْبَةٌ وَالْأُخْرَى جَدْبَةٌ. One of those valleys is very fertile, green grass, and the other one is barren, dry. There is nothing there. أَلَيْسَ إِنْ رَعَيْتَ الْخَصْبَةَ رَعَيْتَهَا بِقَدْرِ اللَّهِ. So if you let your camels graze in that fertile ground, are they not grazing by what Allah has meant for them? How much they will eat? Sometimes, which like we also, we eat very good, healthy food, but we still get sick. That is in taqdeer. And sometimes you eat food which is not so healthy, but yet you are healthy. So that is all by the taqdeer of Allah Ta'ala. So as Umar said, if they even graze in the ground or in the land which is fertile, they will benefit only by the taqdeer of Allah. وَإِنْ رَأَيْتَ الْجَدْبَةَ رَأَيْتَهَا بِقَدْرِ اللَّهِ. And if you have to graze them in that barren ground, then also what is meant for them in taqdeer, that only will come to them. Qala, and after this episode, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was returning now, Ja'a Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu then came on the scene and وَكَانَ مُتَغَيِّبًا فِي بَعْضِ حَاجَتِهِ. While all this consultation, mashura, etc. was taking place, he was busy with some work of his. He was not present. He didn't know of this mashura. He was busy with some other work. When he heard of all this, he came and he said, فَقَالَ إِنَّ عِنْدِي مِنْ هَذَا عِلْمًا. I've got knowledge about this matter. Hazrat Umar had to make mashura, but I've got direct knowledge from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what should be done in such a situation. Should we go into that land where there is a plague epidemic, or should we not enter it? سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ. I heard Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ بِهِ الْأَرْضَ فَلَا تَقَدِمُوا عَلَيْهِ. When you hear that there is a plague in a certain place, then do not go into that place. وَإِذَا رَفَعَ بِأَرْضٍ وَأَنْتُمْ بِهَا. وَإِذَا وَقَعَ بِأَرْضٍ وَأَنْتُمْ بِهَا. And if you are in a place and an epidemic or plague hits that place, فَلَا تَخْرُجُوا. And then do not leave that place, فِرَارًا مِنْهُ, running away from the plague. In other words, whatever is destined will happen. Don't go to a place because to safeguard our iman and our lives also. And moreover, our iman to safeguard it. Because if you go into a place where there is an epidemic, and a place, a person with weak iman, he'll say, because I went there. So rather don't go there. And if you leave the place, then also you are running away from the taqdeer of Allah. In other words, what is meant is going to happen, but you take your precautions, and especially a person who has got weaker iman. فَحَمِدَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عُمَرُ وَانْصَرَفَ. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu praised Allah that he made the correct decision. And it was exactly according to the instructions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that hadith was not in front of him. He did not know about it, but he had acted according to it, and for that he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A leader should consult his subjects, but is not obligated to accept their opinions. There is one great lesson we learn from this, that a person who is a leader, the Amir, must make mashura with those under him, though he is not necessary for him to accept their opinions. Yeah, also, many times when we make mashura with somebody and we make a different decision, then that person says, why did you ask me? If you wanted to do that, why did you ask me? No, to make mashura, to get the different opinions is the correct thing. But then let the Amir make the final decision and accept that decision. One should avoid harmful places and situations. From here also we learn that any harmful place or a situation, for example, there is a riot in a place. Now don't go into that place where there is a riot. And you are afraid. And if you are in a place where there is a riot, then don't leave it on the condition that you are leaving, fearing that you might die. Because death will only come on its place, on its time. For any other reason you leaving the place, that is quite in order. A leader should lead and guide his subjects to that which is in their best interest. And he should protect them from that which may harm them. That is also very important. When an Amir has to make a decision, he must consider his whole, all who are under him. There are those with strong iman, that is a different thing. And those who are with weak iman, he must consider them also. So that is a true leader. A believer should take every means of protection from illness and disease. So the conclusion is that we should take our precautions, whatever it is, where, for example, we know somebody is suffering from a certain disease, and it is said it's contagious. Take your protection and be on the safe guard. But with this iman, that only what Allah has decreed, only that will happen. If Allah has written for me sickness, it's going to come. And if Allah Ta'ala has not written it, even if I'm mixing with that sick person, it will not come. For this reason, he should not enter an area of a plague, because he may be afflicted with it, and he will think the plague has caused this disease, whereas the disease is only from Allah Ta'ala. Similarly, he should not leave an area of a plague, because it may spread from him to others. So these are all the precautions, but the yaqeen and iman must be only what Allah has written, that will happen. And we know that wherever there is an epidemic and plague, everyone is not affected by it. There are many people who come out clean, and there are many people who are helping the other people in their diseases, but they also don't get the disease. So it's only by that yaqeen must be. The basic thing is that Allah Ta'ala, what He has decreed, only that will happen. And we must take our precautions.